This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
It is Johnny and Tim, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It is Johnny and Tim back together again, the team. Johnny, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad Evan is always there, making sure that this show comes across the way it should. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We want to hear from you. Topic, hey, Johnny, jump into it. 1 week ago today, a school shooting, Uvalde, Texas, right? 21. Dead, two teachers included, children, community wrecked, devastation everywhere. You know, and of course, it's a school shooting. So anybody's like, you know, why would Busted Pencils go into this event? And it's because, you know what, this is the reality. But I want to think about, you know, the parents and the children and everything like that. But I want to think about teachers and teachers as a whole, because a week later, how are teachers doing? What's the mood of teaching? What does it now feel like if you're still in the classroom? I know some people have gone home for summer break. I know some people are still in the classroom. Teachers, 844-967-2789, jump on. You don't have to share your name. Talk to us about what's going on, how it's going out there. And Johnny, I just want to jump into a piece that came out. It was on NBCnews.com, and I'm just going to read this. This is quotes. What do you want me to say? That I can't eat? That all I hear are the voices screaming? And I can't help them? Nothing feels safe. Nothing feels normal anymore. That's a teacher responding to a reporter asking questions or for comments. And it follows up with the article saying her teachers. Now, the teacher did not give their name because they wanted to remain anonymous, and we understand that. But her students have been watching a Disney movie Tuesday morning as part of their year-end celebration. When she heard gunfire explode down the hall, she knew exactly what it was. She had shouted for her kids to get under their desks and sprinted to lock her classroom door. The children did exactly as they were told, she said. And here's the teacher again quoting, they've been practicing for this day for years, the teacher said, referring to the active shooter exercises that have become as much a fixture of public education in America as math, science, and readings. Teacher again, they knew this wasn't a drill. We knew we had to be quiet or else we were going to give ourselves away. I'm so perplexed by this, Johnny, and so disheartened, disoriented from even just to when I hear this teacher, the thought, of course, the trauma that's there and it's going to be there. I'm just absolutely startled by the fact that this is the day they had been ready and practicing for. When you typically hear this is the day they've been waiting for, usually in the reference of some form of education, it's commencement. It's going home for summer. It's an accomplishment, an achievement. They have been waiting for the. They have been preparing. They have been waiting. That sentence from that teacher just does something to me that I can't comprehend. And so, I don't know, John, just thoughts where you're at right now.
Yeah, Tim. Well, one, I think it's important too, because like you hit the nail on the head with the fact that, you know, we talk a lot about education and especially from the perspective of teachers or for preparing teachers, you know, to do work in our K-12 system. And, you know, we talk often on the show about higher education and just education in general in this country. And it would be a disservice to education to have space and time tonight or anywhere where we didn't acknowledge that this is beyond the need of attention. I mean, this is absolutely, you know, product of a lack of attention and a normalizing of this. And that's one of the things that you pointed out here, and the idea that we have active shooter drills and that we plan and prepare for preventable. That's the thing I really want to emphasize, is there's a massive amount of discussion trying to spin this as though these things just happen, kind of like an earthquake or, you know, like a big storm, which even right now, climate science is showing us that, like, really we have created some more dangerous living situations for ourselves as humans on this planet. But this is absolutely in every way a preventable disaster. And we time and time again have put the responsibility on individuals, and in that respect on teachers, to shoulder the weight of preparing for these kinds of preventable disasters, right? And so instead of some very simple legislative changes, some very simple community changes in our culture, we've pushed that aside and put it on to teachers and to really, the trust of families and parents, right? That they'll send their kids to a safe place. And so what we're reminded of is that these are not safe places, and that doesn't mean don't send your kids to school or don't be a teacher, but it does mean, you know, time is beyond the point of where we need to actually make some adjustments to address these preventable disasters without putting the responsibility on, better just respond to it when it happens.
Right. You know, John, you just made me think about that, the way you phrased this. And I'd put this out there then too, for anybody who's listening and wants to jump in. Johnny says it's preventable, and it made me think, okay, particularly teachers out there, what needs to be done? I know Johnny and I have we have very informed ways that we think, but I would, given the fact that I wanted the show tonight to really focus on teaching in this situation, if this is preventable, you know, teachers, what do you think? It's 844-967-2789. How would you go about preventing something like that happened in that? It's Johnny, you know, it's Uvalde, Texas today. God forbid it'll be somewhere else, you know, sometime soon. Because John, I think the reality too, what you said is, we're not really interested in, quote, preventing. In a sense, when you hear a teacher say, we've prepared for this day, you know, all year long, and the fact is that they're not talking about graduation, you know, a special trip to the amusement park or something like this, that they've been practicing active shooter drills, and the day came where they actually had to use that practice, you know, that is an indication of saying, yeah, we're not going to stop this. We're not willing. And I say the public in America, and you know, we are not willing to prevent this. We are willing to minimize or create situations where there might be less damage. So, you know, you think about that going, okay, that's really all we have to offer then. And you hear this teacher talking about this and saying, this is my reality. And then the next question is, and what's the future hold for this teacher in particular, who was there, who survived, thank goodness, took their children out, protected their children. But now this ramification that cuts across the profession of teaching to just say, I don't know what to do anymore. You know, we're going to talk about that, you know, as we lean on this, where are teachers in this moment? Because here's a teacher who was there, the trauma's there, but I'm hearing from more teachers too, just saying their own reading of this. And even if talking about it tonight is really hard on teachers, we apologize, but we want to get this out there. I understand it. It's tough on me to have this conversation too, but I just, I'm just really hearing teachers who are, you know, 3,000 miles away, look at this event and now are saying, yeah, am I next? John,
and Tim, it's just most teachers right now, and speaking from the perspective of being a teacher in the last 2 weeks of, you know, an academic calendar, right? And where we are right now is an important to take folks who are listening who aren't teachers into the mindset of where we're at a week or two out from the end of the school year. And for some, this has been the last week or it's coming. We're in that zone. And for non-teachers, where we're at right now, where every educator is you're thinking about landing the school year. You're thinking about how you're each day implanting important seedlings into the young people leaving your class who are going to be out in their community for a couple of months, who are going to be disconnected from the school for a few months. There's big changes for young people in the coming weeks. And every teacher is landing that school year plan right now. And they're really careful about they're tired. They've worked hard. This has been a exhausting school year, as every school year is hard work. This has been an exceptional one. And so every teacher right now that I work with and I've talked to, and I can imagine myself, if I have my own classroom right now, I get the privilege of being in many classrooms, but if I have my own, I've got to land a plane. And so I'm landing that plane different than I've ever landed it before, but I'm in shock. I know things have to change, but I have to empathize with my fellow teachers. I'd be pretty tired of being asked what I need right now. I need everyone to leave things be and let me land this plane. And then things have got to really change. We have too much. And it ought not to be the responsibility of teachers to say enough. So I'm not saying that we are asking, though. I just know that this moment, and people are asking, what do we do? I think we have to pause and breathe, because we know what we need to happen. And we know that it's likely not going to happen. So we need to land the plane, finish the school year, and we need to make big changes.
And I want to put that out there, Johnny. In fact, you know, maybe that's even better. How are you landing the plane if you are a teacher out there? How's this year finishing up? How do you do this? 844-967-2789. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Johnny and Tim back here. And when we get back, we'll come back into this. So how do we land this plane? Busted Pencils, more after the break. Nationalist rally.